Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
It came in the mail. The return address, the IRS.
This can't be good.
You open it, and sure enough, it is.
Oh, no.
You feel flushed.
I'm starting to sweat.
And you set it off to the side.
I hope it goes away.
Your second notice arrives.
Oh, no.
You feel flushed.
I'm sweating.
And you set it off to the side.
Maybe it'll go away.
Your third notice arrives.
Oh, no.
Break the cycle. Settle your IRS debt. Call Mary Karpowitz, CEO of Comprehensive Tax Solutions, at 708-478-6652. That's 708-478-6652. Don't lose sleep anymore. Stop the letters. In most cases, you don't even have to talk to the IRS. Mary does it for you. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, if your wages are being levied, if the IRS has filed a lien against you, or if you owe payroll taxes, call Mary Karpowitz, 708-478-6652. Mary has been serving the community for over 25 years. For a free consultation, call Mary Karpowitz at Comprehensive Tax Solutions right now at 708-478-6652. Visit resolveyourtaxproblems.com. Call now, 708-478-6652.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Rosario lines a one hopper to short, second for one, throw to first, in time! And the Cubs' magic number is down to one.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCarriage. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs' magic number is 1 heading into tonight's game in St. Louis. Jake Arrieta will take on Carlos Martinez in this one. Javi Baez not in the starting lineup after fouling a ball off his knee last night. White Sox are hosting Anaheim at 7:10. Chris Volstad takes on Parker Bridwell. Sox have shut down pitchers Lucas Giolito and James Shields for the remainder of the year. The Bulls have signed Nico Mirotich. Meanwhile, Dwayne Wade gets a one-year, $2.3 million deal with the Cavaliers, where he'll join Derrick Rose. Bears back at Halas Hall today as they get set to take on Green Bay on Thursday night. Safety Quinton Demps could need surgery on the arm he fractured on Sunday, and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio says he's sorry to lose him.
Well, he's got a experience and a leadership quality, but I think we'll be fine in that regard. You know, Eddie Jackson, I think, is not your normal rookie in those areas. He's got good presence out there. Amos has played a lot. I think we'll be fine.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chevrolet of Naperville. Visit ChevroletofNaperville.com today. And home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home, safe home. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Ryan Pace, in the last month, has done
what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. She is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He is the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. He is the Score's senior NFL and Bears analyst. And Hub, I have not been around the game as long as you have, but I cannot remember a Sunday quite like the one we just experienced with for so many reasons. But with the backing context that we had with all the football that was going on, it was memorable.
It was. And you know, it's interesting, Dan, and I'm sure we'll get to all facets, both on and off the field. But one of the things that we talked about in our pregame show Sunday with Dan Pompey and Patrick Manley, and this was before we got to the political and protest issues, is that there were 10 home team underdogs on Sunday going into the games. And that's something I've never seen before, because when you talk about all the years you've been doing it, it's actually my 40th year on the beat. Yeah, there's some weeks where it's more than others, but in addition to all of the non-football controversy around the NFL, you talk about parity, mediocrity, call it whatever you want, but through 3 weeks, we have no idea who these teams are at this point.
Yeah, I saw the Ravens kick everyone's ass for 2 weeks defensively, and then all of a sudden get lit up by Blake Bortles in London.
Jets dog walk the Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah, and the Bills do what they did.
The Bears win.
Yeah, of course, and the Bears win. I do want to say, Hub, I got a chance to catch some of your pregame show after we left Lupus Walk, and me and Nicole and Jace were in the car, and Nicole was like, wow, Hub and those guys are really talking about this. So I do commend you guys for not acting like this wasn't an issue or it wasn't something that happened, and not sticking to football for the 5 to 7 minutes that you guys actually talked about it. I appreciated it, even if some of the views that were shared I wasn't all the way with, but I do appreciate you guys touching on something and not acting as if it wasn't happening.
Well, Jace, I mean, there's nothing more frustrating to me, and I know you guys experience the same thing, when something like this happens, and I get all the morons texting and calling, stick to sports, and that's why we listen to The Score. We do stick to sports as long as within our sports it is the lead story. It was not the lead story Sunday morning, I'm sorry, and we didn't choose it. I didn't want to talk about it. I was more interested in the 10 home team dogs, but it was there. It was a huge story. It obviously became a much bigger story as the day went on. I think that, most of the coverage that I saw spent a lot more time on the off-the-field stuff than we did. I commend my partners, Patrick and Dan, and I certainly tried not to assert my own opinions into it. I realize people may not care about my opinions, although I don't know why we're not entitled to have them.
Yeah, you're a citizen.
Yeah, I get it. People tuned in for Bears pregame, so we did the best we could with it, and it's just it's such a frustrating time, because none of this is necessary, and yet it seems to be the goal of the man in charge right now, and he certainly accomplished his goal this weekend in terms of dividing us as best he could.
And the Bears get a win, and they do it in a way that I don't know how sustainable it is to just tell a team, we are going to run it down your throat and there's nothing you can do about it. Our quarterback's not going to throw the ball more than 5 yards in the air, but I'll be damned. They got their breaks. They made a lot of blocks, and they did it. I give them credit for doing something I didn't really think they could pull off.
Well, Dan, here's why I've been, I think, a little more, I don't know if excited is the word, but a little more positive about the Bears than most in town, going all the way back to the day we got to Bourbon A. I think it is sustainable to a degree, but it's not sustainable if you're going to add to it 10 penalties for 73 yards and 5 fumbles. And we won't even get into, the lack of concentration and embarrassing mental errors. So the formula that worked, the formula that won, do a great job running the football, play very good defense, and hopefully don't make mistakes, that is a formula you can win with in the NFL, and particularly as the schedule, after Thursday night, gets a little bit easier.
So what do the Green Bay Packers have in store then? Because you look at the way Dom Capers has tried to put together defenses over the last couple of weeks. Atlanta really didn't look good. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, Julio Jones over the last couple of weeks has gone bye-bye in the second half. But if I'm going to say, all right, I can't, you know, just drop back in coverage here because you're going to run on me, and I don't want to load the box because, for whatever reason, you know, you might pick up those blocks as well and spring one. What do you think Dom Capers is going to try to employ on Thursday night?
Well, you know, Jason, it's an interesting question. I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot to take away the Bears' passing game. And so clearly they're going to load the box. Now, how they do it and what kind of looks they give and if they think there's a way, I don't think they're, you know, now we're talking about a situation where you're not focused on confusing Mike Glennon so much as you're focused on confusing Cody Whitehair, assuming he's making the offensive line call, mm-hmm. confusing those offensive linemen. And that's my guess. They're a 3-4 team that I think is going to show you some 40 and even some 50 fronts. You know, that's one way to approach this and see if you can just force, you know, the offensive line to not know who to block and to slow the running game that way. But that can be effective with Jordan Howard. That's not all that effective with Tariq Cohn. And don't misunderstand, I believe very strongly that Howard is still the focus of this thing and that Cohn is the supplemental part, if you will. But in that particular case, when you do that, you risk exposing yourself to this kid making two quick moves, and next thing you know, he's in the end zone. That's what's intriguing about this, is that this is not a laydown for the Packers by any means, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not trying to be mysterious here. I'm going to pick the Packers because they're the better team. You know, I don't think anybody out there, well, there's obviously everybody out there can find an argument, but for the most part, people out there aren't going to say, oh, the Bears have more talent. I mean, the Packers are the more talented team, and they've got Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to be a big favorite, and they should be. But I expect the Bears to give them a game because the Packers are not well-suited to deal with the Bears' power running game. They struggle in general with good ground games. They've got both their starting inside backers, Blake Martinez and Jake Ryan, are going to be on the injury list. I suspect they'll go, but they won't be 100%. The Packers have struggled to get settled at the nose tackle position. You know, they cut Ricky Jean-Francois. They bring him back. They're trying to figure out what to do up front. Injuries are a big part of it. And then you turn it around. What's the other thing that the Bears have been doing well? I think that front seven is getting better week in and week out. And you have to really kind of appreciate the job of five techniques and nose tackles to realize how good those kids are playing up front. The Packers just put their third offensive tackle on the injured reserve list. Now it's Kyle Murphy. They've still got their two starters on the roster, but they're both banged up. And a lot of people were worried about the interior of their offensive line going into the season. That's not where they're hurt right now. So there are definitely some matchups that favor the Bears. Unfortunately, the one that doesn't, which probably will be the ultimate decider, is that Aaron Rodgers is still there. And given a chance even to improvise on his own, he's pretty good at finding ways to beat you.
Across the board, I thought their corners played a pretty damn good game, even with Antonio Brown and the likes on that other side of them. I thought that Kyle Fuller, a guy that we've talked about all training camp and all preseason, about maybe a fire was lit under him. Bryce Callahan, I thought, made a couple of plays, of course, with the sack. And Prince Amukamara made some plays down the field. He's not a guy that's going to go get you 6 or 7 interceptions a year, but he was physical enough. How do you think the cornerbacks fared last week?
I don't think we can give Kyle Fuller enough credit. He's playing really good football. Now, is he an all-pro? No, probably not. Could he be a Pro Bowler? Not until they start, you know, showing some ball skills and getting some interceptions. But he is really good in coverage. He's being very physical. He's sticking his head in. And what you saw out there was the Steelers tried to stay away from him the second half. They figured out early in the second quarter what was going on, and they started running things to the other side of the field from Kyle Fuller. You're right, I'm a Kamara, and I haven't gone back and checked the snap counts yet, but he did flash a couple times. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing, guys. I mean, we can argue all we want about how stupid Marcus Cooper was in that moment.
No, we really can't argue about it.
Second half, he played well, though.
Well, I'm talking about how stupid, how big.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's saying he wasn't. But where was wrong with it is in the second half, he came back and he covered pretty well. So, you know, whatever punishment people want, you know, I mean, the idea of punishment is to teach and learn and improve the situation. And so I don't know what was said or what was done at halftime, but he actually came out and played pretty good in the second half.
Hub, when you look at how they could do without a viable quarterback, where you're game planning around the quarterback, and like you say, it can work. But if you're going to try to do that anyway, isn't that an argument for Mitch Trubisky and saying keep it conservative, but allow him the opportunity to maybe keep a play alive a little bit longer, maybe move the pocket a little bit. For every argument you can make, say, well, Glennon was fine, but why settle for fine if you're going to keep it that conservative anyway?
I can only explain it, guys. I'm not taking a position here. I'm kind of past taking a position at this point because we all know it is going to be Trubisky at some point. And based on the other flaws with this football team, I'm not sure why it's so important to everybody that it be sooner rather than later. The huge issue that I have with putting Trubisky out there right now is that this is one of the worst groups of receivers I've ever seen. He is not going to have success playing with these guys, and you don't develop young quarterbacks by putting him out there in a position to fail. Now, could he go out there and do what Glennon is doing? Yeah, he probably could, but what's the upside in that? I mean, what experience is he getting? He's getting practice, you know, backing away from center, which he hasn't done a whole lot. So
wouldn't that continue the rest of the year, though, Hub? I mean, well, they're not going to sign anybody. Right?
That's where I was going, though, because I get both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make a passionate argument either way, but here's the thing that I do feel strongly about. If you do it, there's no going back. I mean, you can't put Trubisky out there, have him fail, have him cost you a couple games, have him make a couple terrible throws, and then go back to Glennon and say, well, it was just an experiment, because now you've done some long-term damage. I think if you were running the exact same scheme, but you at least had a couple of reasonable NFL receivers, then I'd be more comfortable with it. But here's part two, and this is the part that nobody's talking about, okay? I keep hearing this false premise that Mitch Trubisky was Johnny Unitas in the preseason. That's not what happened. I mean, you know, he went out there, and he was really good in the second half of the first exhibition game. He came out in the next two, struggled a little bit early, found himself, but there was also whatever it was, 4 weeks in Bourbonnais and every day at Hallis Hall, and there's been every day since. Now, I got to see it all when we were in training camp. Now we only get to see the individual part of it. He was not that good in training camp. He was very uneven day in and day out, and I don't think, I'm going to go further, it's not that I don't think, I know that John Fox and Ryan Pace aren't trying to punish Mitch Trubisky somehow. They're seeing something on a day-to-day basis that is telling them that they don't think he's ready yet. It's not like they're saying we made a mistake. It's not like they're defending the Glennon move. They have a plan here, and I have to give them the benefit of the doubt because they're the ones that are out there in practice every day. And I think all they're saying is that we just don't think he's ready yet, and we, the media and fans, are all trying to make something more out of it than that when there really isn't any more to it than that.
Ah. More with Hub coming up. Got a lot to get to. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Also, when we come back, I want to read to you a note. The former CIA chief and a four-star general, Michael Hayden, has weighed in on the current Donald Trump NFL Colin Kaepernick story with some interesting words that I think you might want to hear. So we'll do that. We have more with Hub coming your way on The Score.
The one and only Hub Artist.
The Cubs' magic number is now one. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk and to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the hiring site that finds you qualified candidates fast. For those who still want to believe that college athletics are clean, I think it's time to take your head out of the sand. With the arrest this morning of four major university assistant basketball coaches, the Federal Bureau of Investigations has started to pull back the covers on the seedy dealings with top recruits around the country and why they ultimately choose to attend certain colleges to play ball. Also implicated were managers, financial advisors, and reps from the big apparel companies, most notably Jim Gatto, Adidas. This is global sports marketing director who was allegedly involved in funneling $100,000 to a recruit at an unnamed Kentucky school, speculatively Louisville. If that is the case, you can consider Coach Pitino's run at Louisville and likely his career as over. We're just beginning to understand the depths of this scandal. My question, are you surprised? I'm not. I'm Tiki Barber.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit haysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Tim, 54, divorced police officer, credit score 646, living in a $320,000 home in Frankfurt. He called to refinance his ex-wife off his mortgage to comply with his divorce decree. A member of David's team of 15 and professional and experienced loan officer Cindy Piazza helped Tim refinance his home, remove Tim's ex-wife from the mortgage and deed of his home, and reduced his payment $240 a month. Let's review. Tim removed his ex from his mortgage and deed and saved close to $3,000 a year. Unfortunately, according to divorcestatistics.com, more than 40% of marriages end in divorce. If you're divorced and you need to refinance, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone and call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, I'm Paul. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Don't get hooked. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for 4 lines and get the 5th line free. Hurry to your local Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for 5 lines with auto pay, excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, streams, video, PHC 1080p, music to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use, tools, and data deprioritization apply compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited. Carry features, different coverage and offer, not everywhere, restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This will win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
House. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arkish doesn't get any better than this.
Talking football with Hub Arkish and talking about this wild last week, the upcoming Bears game. I just want to read you this, a little bit of breaking news. This comes from TheHill.com. And these are the words, and I'm going to paraphrase here, in an op-ed that's been written by Michael Hayden. Michael Hayden is a former director of the CIA, a former director of the NSA, and a 4-star Air Force general over about 4 decades of service. And he said, the ugly side of American politics intruded into my fall Eden. I blame some of that on Colin Kaepernick, the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback, who last year began to protest social injustice and police brutality by sitting or taking a knee during the pregame national anthem. His comments on America were a bit more dystopian than I thought was warranted, and I wasn't enthusiastic about turning a unifying and celebratory moment for most Americans into a venue for protest. Until last Friday. And then President Trump, before a red-hot Alabama crowd of his political base, decided to treat the SOBs who wouldn't stand for the anthem the way he's previously treated other groups like Mexicans, intelligence professionals, immigrants, refugees, and Muslims when in political stress attack the other, those dark forces that allegedly threaten our way of life. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, forced again to defend the indefensible, said on Monday the president's Huntsville stand was about honoring the men and women who fought to defend the flag. As a 39-year military veteran, I think I know something about the flag, the anthem, patriotism, and I think I know why we fight. It's not to allow the president to divide us by wrapping himself in the national banner. I never imagined myself saying this before Friday, but now, if forced to choose in this dispute, put me down with Kaepernick. That is 4-star General Michael Hayden, former CIA director and former NSA director. That's pretty strong stuff.
There it is. And also Pat Tillman's widow has spoken out with The Hill. There's some tweets out there as well about politicizing her husband's death and all the people who have served before this as well, before these comments came about on Friday.
What do you think happens now, Hub, especially after what the Dallas Cowboys chose to do and what that particular move exposed about when people were booing that even though the flag wasn't even involved?
Yeah, it's funny because I was writing before we came on, and we'll finish when we get off, and that's exactly what I'm writing about. I've been talking to teams today. I talked to one GM who was telling me just how upset he is right now because the last thing in the world that he wants is to have to defend somebody not respecting the anthem and the flag. But the players are clearly right. The president is clearly wrong. And he said the problem now is that, you know, he was telling me that there are actually – and I heard this on one of the news stations last night, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but what's going to come out now, there are certain legal protections conditions that employees and the players enjoy about their rights to express themselves, and that they cannot be lobbied, pushed, or tried, forced in any way to try and give up their right of free speech, and that there could actually be punishment to anyone who tries to do it. So I'm not trying to litigate this thing. I don't know the answer to it, but at the end of the day, Trump has pushed these guys into a corner now where they're not going to just ignore it and back down. They can say, okay, we're done. It's week four. We're going back to where we were. You had 10 times as many players protest this weekend as did prior to Trump's comments. And what the GM said to me is he said, the only way out of this is that this guy's got to back down or apologize or something. And what are the odds that's going to happen? We know that's not going to happen. So I don't think that people are going to get tired of it because we're so polarized. We're going to continue to argue about it. And I don't know, where this stops. But it isn't going to stop anytime soon. You're going to get more of it this weekend than in the next 3 or 4 weeks until somebody comes up with a better idea than what we've heard so far.
Unfortunately, I feel like the struggle is being co-opted.
Yep.
And all of a sudden now it is players versus Trump when Colin Kaepernick set out to forward the discussion about racial injustices and police brutality, which I think it's going to overshadow now.
Jason, there's one thing that I know you guys have probably said 10 times today, but we can't say it enough, and it has to be repeated over and over and over again. There is not a single player in the National Football League, or for that matter, coach or owner, whose intention here is to
disrespect military,
disrespect the flag, the military, or any of the things that they're being accused of. This is a racial issue, and if one more person says to me this is not a racial issue, I'm going to end up in jail because I'm going to hit somebody.
Catch his hands. Me and Hub.
Well,
we're out here.
The whole protest is about the treatment, specifically of African Americans, but certainly minorities in all cases by our police forces. I think 99% of our cops are great, by the way. It's obviously not everybody.
Right.
But let's stop trying to pretend this isn't about what it's about, because it certainly isn't about what Donald Trump has tried to make it about. And I hope people understand that. Don't agree with me. Don't disagree with me. Don't choose a side. I don't want to choose a side. But let's at least be honest about what it's about and what's supposed to be going on.
I'm with you. Get the story straight. We have responsibility to keep our eyes on the ball and understand exactly what this demonstration is.
Yeah, that's all I really wanted to say.
All right, Hub. Before we let you go here, Jordan Howard's shoulder. What do you think is going to happen here over the next couple of weeks? Because it doesn't feel, if it's a sprained AC joint, I don't know how those heal during a football season.
Well, yeah, let's forget for a minute the reporters doing medical diagnoses, because I don't know. Whatever it is, it's a bad shoulder, and they don't heal during football season. I mean, without getting some rest, it isn't going to get better. Playing on a short week doesn't help it. Now, the good news is that they get like a mini bye here. You get 11 days because not only are you playing Thursday night, but you don't play again until Monday night. So I think the best hope for him and for the Bears and Bears fans is that he can come through without making it any worse on Thursday night in Lambeau, and then that they can really give him a couple extra days off in addition to the time they're all going to get, and that maybe it will be better by the time the Vikings get to town on Monday. The way that kid played Sunday was heroic. You can tell when some of it is a show and some of it is real.
Mm-hmm.
You knew going into that game he was hurt, and you saw him land there. And unfortunately, the reality is what you just said, though, is only going to get worse as long as he keeps taking pops on it. So what would really be nice would be if they could not give him 29 touches Thursday night at Lambeau and then get him some extra rest before the Vikings.
Hub, right. Tomorrow at 5, you will belong to the callers. We will look forward
to
it.
All right, guys.
There it's Hub. Oh, I cut him off. I don't mean
you're
that.
Good.
Scoreboard update.
I'm going to beat your ass, it sounds like.
Throwing hands, too.
Yeah, you take his chicken, take my chicken, I'll fight any prince out there. Right, Julie?
Absolutely.
After Julie's update, I want you to hear from an old friend, a guest that we've had on the Scores mm-hmm. Afternoon Show before, who is, and I mentioned his name during transition, and I think you're going to want to hear what he has to say.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:32 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4, Penn State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs are looking to wrap up the division as they send Jake Arrieta to the mound to face Carlos Martinez tonight in St. Louis. Javi Baez not in the starting lineup after fouling a ball off his knee last night. Mike Freeman will start at shortstop. White Sox, meanwhile, hosting Anaheim tonight at 7:10. Chris Volstead taking on Parker Bridwell. Pitchers Lucas Giolito and James Shields shut down for the year. Dwayne Wade on the verge of signing a one-year deal with Cleveland, according to multiple sources. The Bulls have re-signed Nico Mirotic. Bears were back at Halas Hall today, getting set to take on Green Bay on Thursday night at Lambeau. Josh Sitton and Hronis Grassu were limited in practice today. Quinton Demps and Nick Kwiatkowski sat out. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And football fans attend the Hooters Watch Party in Gurnee at 7 p.m. Thursday as Green Bay hosts Chicago. Attendees have chances to win jerseys, gift cards, and more. The first 50 people receive a Sportula provided by the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. Head to Hooters in Gurnee on September 28th and score. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next game on The Score is tonight at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
If the name Dale Hansen rings a bell, it should, because he is a Peabody Award-winning sportscaster in Dallas.
And one of the Hansen brothers.
He is not one of the Hansen brothers.
My bad.
He works for WFAA, the ABC affiliate in Dallas. And you'll remember in 2014 when Michael Sam came out as gay, he wrote a stirring and supportive commentary. And I do appreciate the fact that it is uncommon in local affiliated, network affiliated sportscasts to allow for a sportscaster to have the kind of latitude to do opinionated commentary. And the news director, whoever,
old school stuff,
and man, the executive producers at WFAA who let Dale Hansen be Dale Hansen are to be commended, but I'm sure it's because it's good business for them. But Dale Hansen has had some thoughts about what is going on right now with Colin Kaepernick, the NFL, and Donald Trump.
Quarterback Colin Kaepernick takes a knee during the national anthem in San Francisco last year. We noticed, but very few players joined him. Not many players seem to care. He can't get a job in the NFL now, and very few have said much about that either. But the president says he wants that peaceful protest to stop, says those players should be fired if they take a knee during the anthem, and calls those players a name I never thought I'd live long enough to hear a president say, and now everybody cares. Donald Trump has said he supports a peaceful protest because it's an American's right, but not this protest, and there's the problem. Any protest you don't agree with is a protest that should be stopped. Martin Luther King should have marched across a different bridge. Young black Americans should have gone to a different college and found a different lunch counter. And college kids in the 60s had no right to protest an immoral war. I served in the military during the Vietnam War, and my foot hurt too. But I've served anyway. My best friend in high school was killed in Vietnam, and Carol Meyer will be 18 years old forever, and he did not die so that you could decide who is a patriot and who loves America more. The young black athletes are not disrespecting America or the military by taking a knee during the anthem. They are respecting the best thing about America. It's a dog whistle to the racist among us to say otherwise. They and all of us should protest how black Americans are treated in this country. And if you don't think white privilege is a fact, you don't understand America. The comedian Chris Rock says it best. There's not a white man in America who would trade places with him, and he's rich. It has not gone unnoticed that Trump has spoken out against the Mexicans who want to come to America for a better life, against the Muslims, and now against the black athlete. But he says nothing for days about the white man who marched under a Nazi flag in Charlottesville, except to remind us there were good people there. And when he finally tried to say the right thing, not one of them was called an SOB or should be fired. We have white men in America who waved the Nazi flag and the Confederate flag, and he's concerned about taking a knee because it disrespects this flag. We use that flag to sell mattresses and beer. We wear it as a swimsuit. We wrap our bald heads in a flag bandana and stick it in our pants because we disrespect that flag every day. Maybe we all need to read the Constitution again. There has never been a better use of pen to paper. Our forefathers made freedom of speech the First Amendment. They listed 10, and not one of them says you have to stand during the anthem. And I think those men respected the country they fought for and founded a great deal more than the self-proclaimed patriots who are simply hypocrites. because they want to deny the basic freedom of this great country, a country they supposedly value and cherish so much.
Dale Hansen.
Well done.
WFAA.
Well done.
As always by him.
Yeah. And you got a lot of people who are doing the go protest elsewhere or don't do it on company time. You know, that would be akin to me trying to raise money on a highway that isn't, there's no traffic or that isn't driven on at all. That would be akin to me doing something for somebody that I care about and making sure that nobody saw it or ever heard it.
That's the point.
Yeah, it's the point. And
the venue is the point.
A lot of people are, well, you're alienating a lot of people. Well, there is no protest that has ever inspired any change that didn't alienate some.
He's trying to alienate some. It's about the discomfort.
Right.
It's about your discomfort, in fact.
Right.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. We have Lawrence Holmes coming up.
Yes, you have a question, Mike, behind your teleprompter?
No, I'm looking at the promo sheet, and
Lawrence.
My vision is going, and I can't see as well as I used to see.
I
got to get readers, and I haven't gotten readers yet.
You got to actually hire people to read your stuff for you.
Hiring a staff of readers.
Where are my readers?
Readers?
Yeah, chop. Lawrence Holmes is in the house. We'll talk to him next right here on 670 The Score.
I'm a dumbass.
This week, Built For Tough Bears Monday moves to Friday for a special recap after the big Thursday night game with Green Bay. It's a day-long, incredible recap of the game you can't miss, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley and continuing throughout the day. A special Built For Tough Bears Monday on Friday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built Ford Tough.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You need a new mattress. You're not sleeping as well.
You want a new mattress.
You have to have a new mattress.
You need to sleep better.
And you need to get into Mattress Firm because the semi-annual sale is on. Your favorite mattresses are on sale. And you think, I don't have a favorite mattress.
Well, yes, you do.
You will. That's the point. You go into Mattress Firm, you may have five or six favorite mattresses, and you're going to find that the top name brands are all on sale, plus you get an additional 10% off.
And Mattress Firm wants you to shop with the confidence of knowing that you're getting the lowest price. If you find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, all you got to do is bring in the advertisement, and they'll beat the price by 10%, even up to 100 days after the purchase. I don't know why you're not shopping with Mattress Firm. You're doing everything wrong in your life. Your lady is going to leave you. She doesn't like sleeping next to you, especially with that bad mattress. Change one of those things. Change the mattress in her life.
There's going to be a knock on the door, and she's going to say, who's that? You're going to say, well, it's Mattress Firm, and they're bringing our new Dream Bed Lux.
Yep.
And she's going to think, you went out and bought a Dream Bed Lux?
I love you, honey.
And you're going to say, yes, I did, because right now it's only $37 a month for 72 months, plus an additional 10% off, so it's like a dollar a day. So yeah, I did. Yeah, I got the Dream Bed Lux, maybe with an adjustable base, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you take advantage of that. Next thing you know, they come in, they take out your old stinky mattress, and they put in your brand new mattress, because you went to the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
I learned something from a recent FBI report. I did not know this, that the average property loss from just one home break-in is $2,316. That's one burglary, and it's over $2,000. So you think about the total loss in this country, it's in the billions. It's a lot to lose, so it's important to protect your home. You can do so with Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe protects every door and window in your home. You get motion sensors and entry sensors, and Simply Safe systems completely wireless. I know you're thinking, oh my God, there's going to be drilling holes and dragon wires. No, you set it up yourself. There's no drilling holes in your wall. And then you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock, ready to send police just $15 a month. With Simply Safe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So go to simplysafe.com/score. You do that, you get a special 10% discount when you order today. If you want the security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplysafe.com/score for 10% off.
Welcome to Canals for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Canals. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Canals.com.
CBS. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence.
That's who's coming up next. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan Bernstein, Jason Goff. And in the studio is our guy, Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence, last night I listened on the way home. No, to go get Jason, go get Nicole. And I listened and I was like, man, once again, my man has knocked it out of the park. Lawrence took the angle for the people who are like, ah, you know what? This is all about race and you hate Trump and all those other things. He took the angle. If you are that person and you aren't down with the demonstrations, as he so eloquently, put out there, he said that you're paying, what, 10 years, last decade, $500 million in wrongful death suits in this city alone?
If we go back to 2003, that number is $626 million for the residents of Chicago that are paying out wrongful death settlements because of police brutality.
That's crazy. Not even wrongful imprisonment or beaten confessions.
Yeah, that's crazy. When, I mean,
you're just talking about deaths. That's only a tiny amount of what happened. The difference between, you know, a Nutrier kid getting caught with the exact same drugs that gets caught with on the south side or west side and seeing how it's adjudicated completely differently.
And if you're a resident of the city and of the state, this affects you because the city itself can't pay for it. It's broke, right? So what does the city do? The city then leans on the state. The state's broke. All of this stuff trickles down. And I try to look at it from the thing that I think is most important about the dollar aspect of it. If there was more money, you would have more and better trained police.
You'd have better schools as well.
For sure. But even if we just want
to
distill it down to the effect that it has on the policing of the city. Think about what the police officers have been asking for. They've been asking for more help. They've been asking for better equipment. They've been asking for...
There are police out there with vests that have holes in them.
How many times have you seen some of the cars that these guys are driving around in?
Terrible.
And it's not great. So all of this stuff, if there were better policing practices overall, then the city would be in a better financial position, and therefore that cost wouldn't then be put onto the citizen. That they're trying to find different ways to make up that deficit from these wrongful death suits, and the person who ends up getting pinched is the person that's sitting there going, well, how does this affect me? I'm not a young black man or a young black woman. How does it affect you? Even if we want to take the human element out of it, this is how it affects you.
Right.
This is the unintended consequences of not caring. And the other thing that I thought about a little bit more when I was driving home about some of the things I said towards the end. And I can give you the groups. People of color, mm-hmm. Muslims, the LGBTQ community, the poor,
white and black
women.
Yeah.
If you're not English as a second language, immigrants.
Oh, this was the coming for you thing I talked about in transition. At some point, that wheel's going to spin. It's going to land on somebody that cares about you or cares for you, or you care for, or you.
And it's hard for me to believe that that you don't know or aren't related to someone who's in one of those groups. And we can point to a time where there are people, the people that do want to divide us. And this has been going on in America for a very long time. All you have to do is look at the history of Reconstruction. All you have to do is look at the history of the Civil War. And that there are people that profit and have profited off of keeping all of us divided and keeping...
It's where the term carpetbag comes from. Where there were literal carpetbags, where people were scam artists... We're taking advantage of the chaos and the Reconstruction to fill those bags with cash.
And look at how people will use that fear to help divide you. That will it'll force you to maybe even vote against your own interest.
Because of an unspecified, dangerous, darker other that's out to get you or out to take something from you.
I just the hypocrisy in this situation where, you know, people forget very conveniently what 45 has said about the Khan family, or what has been said about John McCain, or what has been said about so many people.
Think about what you're saying. Like, and other people that we're adding to that group, Jay, you're adding veterans into that group. Mm-hmm. You're adding disabled people into that group.
Like, do you think this guy really cares about the anthem of the flag, or he knows how much you care about it and is now positioning you against brown people because those are the people that play in the NFL? And oh, by the way, NASCAR is doing a great job. Like, you can't see through this. Like, you don't even have to be smart to see through this.
He has removed the hood. He has dropped the dog whistle. And
dude, I saw John McCain on 60 Minutes the other day, and I'm sitting there listening. This is the indestructible man. This man with a brain tumor. With brain tumor operations and chemotherapy and all the other things, went into Congress and said, hey, by the way, this is what we need to stop doing. This is a man who said, I will not go home until my people are going home with me. He could have went home. He stayed there because his people, he was not going to leave any man behind. And this is also a man who politically, I don't agree with a whole hell of a lot, but I do respect what he is and what he was. And for everybody just to forget and think that this dude who conveniently didn't find himself in any of those drafts, this mm-hmm. guy is the one that's positioning you? Come on, man. Like, this is, it's so transparent. And for some reason or the other, like, everybody's got that person that they want to root for. And this guy is giving you no reason to root for him. After a while, it's just sickening, man. It's just sickening.
This segment has been brought to you by Sprint. To learn how you can get the best price for unlimited, visit sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Sprint works for me compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ. And this part of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford.
I just want to say, finally, I don't know if I'm going to spend that much time talking about it tonight.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to position you that way.
You were great last night. On a big and terrific, important night, you were big and important.
I'm always open for the conversation if people want to have it. But my biggest point about the groups of people that have been kind of knocked down over the last 6 to 12 months, I would just say that those people, if you're not part of that group and you're not affected by it, I know it's a little bit hard to kind of wrap your head around it, but we're telling you that we need your help.
Right.
That it's not It's we don't want to be against anyone. We're saying, hey, we might not be able to get through to a certain person, but you might be able to. And so understand that those people that are reaching out and are lashing out, and that's why one of my big things about this entire political spectrum is I want to make sure that we do not forget about the poor, because
it's very easy to.
It's very easy, and it's been a wedge issue for a very, very long time in America. And I just want to make sure that we are looking out for each other. And I think on a micro level, neighbors do this for each other. If you saw the nice kid who lives next door to you go through something like this, you would want to help. Well, realize that most of America is the nice neighbor kid next door.
You know, it's crazy. And I know we got to get ready to get up out of here. But yesterday when I mentioned my lady having a pre-existing condition and my son dealing with some things as well, somebody immediately texted the text line and said to me, well, doesn't CBS Radio offer you insurance? And I text back, I'm talking about the people who may go through the same things and not have what
That's what
I
Jimmy
have.
Kimmel said. And yeah. Jimmy Kimmel yeah. said, I'm damn lucky that, yeah. that because of yeah. the surgeries that my kid You'll needed, do. He said other kids would have died.
And that's why the guys that you see taking a knee aren't necessarily doing it for them.
No.
They're in a more stable financial place, at least for now, than most Americans. It's just...
That's why it's commendable.
Exactly.
We thank our guests, Zach Zaidman, Len Casper, Crane Kenny, Adam Kramer, Dr. David Ridpath, he was great as always, and Hub Arkus joined us today. We also thank our video director, Brian Gertsch. Si, senor, indeed, our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
The Pythagorean theorem said that the Giants offensive line, that their records should be 1-1. That's the Pythagorean theorem said that the Giants' offensive line, that their record would be 2-0.
When I talk about...
It's the audio overlord.
Shout out to what we do.
Chris Tannehill.
That's why Steve Spagnuolo is a very good defensive coordinator. He does an excellent job self-scouting himself. There's Dwayne Harris again.
It's a hell of a plan. What a year Judd Gruden's having.
All right, let's get up out of here. Lawrence Holmes is next. And maybe we'll talk about the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Isn't the magic number?
It's one. They can clinch tonight in St. Louis. And maybe the Cardinals will shoot off fireworks again.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was great.
Lord's coming up next. I'm sure it was not too great in your house, though, because, you know, you have a Cardinals fan.
She punted on the season a little while ago. She was with me at the Sox game. Everything's fine.
Having a decent night saying goodbye to baseball. I saw you. For Dan Bernstein, Chris Tannehill, Nick Shepkowski, Brian Gertsch, I'm Jason Goff, thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
I won't go home, man.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit haysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat.